Now, we might talk about films for Easter next weekend, but you could argue there is a bit of an Easter theme with this. A son with special powers sent down from above to save the human race. Sounds kind of familiar. Screen Time's John Fardy joins me now in studio. We are going to discuss his top five greatest superhero comic book movies of all time. John, good morning to you.
Good morning, Susan.
John, a very popular genre. A very broad genre, lots of films in this grouping. Was it hard to get your list of five for this one?
Yeah, and I'm not a superhero snob, because some of them are great, but some of them are crap. There's too many of them made. That's unfortunately the case, because they found a winning formula, certainly at the box office. So people tend to dismiss them. Martin Scorsese, I think 2 years ago, said they're not movies. They're like, you know, roller coaster rides and stuff like that. And I get what he's saying, but I don't think that's true. And I don't think you can dismiss such a popular entertainment form, because half the world are watching it in their droves. And, you know, this week alone, people are talking about The Falcon and the Winter Soldier on Disney Plus, which is very good. Zack Snyder's Justice League recut, which is I haven't seen yet because it's 4 hours. So I just don't have the time. So yes,
surely you have the time now, John. If you don't have the time now, you are never going to have the time to watch that movie.
Yeah, I guess so. I guess you're right there. We've said it, folks. It's out. I'm never watching. We'll see.
Okay, let's start with number five on John's list. Superman, John, you're showing your age with this one.
I am, but you see, he's the original superhero. He came out in 1938 in a comic book. Two Jewish kids wrote a story about him. And in a way, he's the beginning, middle and end of all superheroes. And the original superhero movie from 1978 with Christopher Reeve kind of started the whole superhero thing again. And it's fascinating, the idea of superhero. Like, people think he might be this, or Superman, I should say, this kind of Jewish character that he lost his homeland and he was had to come to another one. People think he was a gay icon, like this man who had a secret identity. You know, there's that Nietzschean idea of the superhero. Like, it's actually quite a loaded concept, the Superman in particular. Some people see it as a sexist trope, this idea of a man being super. So I find the whole idea of a Superman fascinating. But the original Christopher Reeve movie, hokey as hell, but absolutely beautiful.
And very much career-defining role for him.
Absolutely. And we know that the tragedy of what happened to him in later life, but he wore that with incredible, you know, openness and faith in the future and stuff. He was a wonderful man, but that role defined him. How would it not? He was perfect. He was this gorgeous looking man who would, you know, as a glasses wearer, I was always offended. He had to take off his glasses to become Superman. But anyway, but it is a brilliant movie, and I watched it not that long ago, and it's dated slightly, but there's still magic
in a nice way.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, if Superman is sexist, let's try and even things up with the next one. Number four on John's list.
It's Etta Candy. I'm Steve Trevor's secretary.
What is a secretary?
I go where he tells me to go and I do what he tells me to do.
Oh, well, where I'm from, that's called slavery.
I really like her.
Fantastic. Oh, ladies, after you.
I do. I like her.
Wonder Woman, John.
Yeah, no, I didn't say Superman was sexist necessarily. I said that's one possible interpretation of it, just to be clear. But before the Twitter machine, my Twitter machine is breaking down here. Gal Gadot as Wonder Woman in the first movie from 2017 was brilliant. It was a brilliant movie. And what I really liked about it was that sometimes superheroes, when they've been female leads, they've been written by men and they've basically tried to make the woman be a male superhero. And this isn't the case. Wonder Woman in this is a proper female superhero. There's a brilliant scene in the trenches in World War One, and it's so iconic. She's running across no man's land and bullets are bouncing off her. It's a brilliant piece of cinema making. It's an origin story. There was Wonder Woman 1984 late last year, which was also very good, but the first one is brilliant, and Gal Gadot is just outstanding as a female superhero in particular.
Okay, number three on your list I had not heard of, so let's take a listen to this. And we're
down. She's like you, very much like you.
I am not whatever it is you think I am.
She needs our help.
Someone will come along.
Someone has come along.
Also 2017, John, this is Logan.
it's Hugh not, Jackman. It's barely a superhero movie in a way. It's Hugh Jackman as Wolverine trying to lead a quiet life and be left alone, but then a mutant girl shows up. What's incredible about this is, as I say, it's not a superhero movie in the strict sense of the word, the way they usually are, even though it is. It also won, it was the first time a superhero movie was nominated for best screenplay for an Oscar. That never happens to these kind of movies. It is a great, dark, gritty movie that you would really enjoy. And Hugh Jackman as this bruised kind of leave me alone kind of guy is brilliant in it.
Okay, let's do number two on the list.
Thanos did exactly what he said he was going to do.
We lost, all of us. We lost friends. We lost family. We lost a part of ourselves. This is the fight of our lives.
This is gonna work, Steve.
I know it is. Because I don't know what I'm gonna do if it doesn't.
Avengers Endgame, a really successful franchise, John, lots of movies and a really star-studded cast in this one.
Oh yeah, and do you know what's funny? Like, I rewatched it about a year after it came out, and there's a kind of sadness to it and a like elegiac quality because it was the end of something that had carried people along for years. It's over 180 minutes, but it's funny. It's also kind of emotional, which is odd thing to say about a superhero movie. But, you know, for like, you know, me, especially a little old, but for my kids' generations, like they've grown up with these characters. Mm. If you haven't always been a fan of the movies and seeing them kind of bow out in a particular way, it was strangely emotional.
And that is it, it's done.
Well, you know, it's Disney, baby. There are, like, you know,
how much are you offering?
we talked about the Falcon and the Winter Soldier, like that's a version of characters from there, so this will go on for a while, but in that iteration it is, yeah. But it was a fitting finale, it really was.
Okay, drum roll, number one on John's definitive list. Let's take a listen.
You've changed things. Forever. There's no going back. See, to them, you're just a freak. Like me.
The Dark Knight, John. Again, a brilliant cast in this.
No question. And Heath Ledger is scarily brilliant in it. You know, the trope at the centre of the Batman-Joker relationship is that they're almost either side of the same abyss. One's on the good side, one's on the bad side. But the Joker's basically saying to him, you're as messed up as I am. And, you know, Batman, in a way, this is comic book nerd stuff, but is the greatest superhero because he has no superpowers. What drives him is just epic revenge. He's very well put together, but he can't do anything other than avenge the death of his parents. And in a way, that makes him the greatest superhero. And Christopher Nolan's telling of this, like, it's just epic. It really is. Like, there's a scene, I don't know if you've seen this.
I've seen it, yeah.
You may remember this, where there's like a scene, a group of people are on a boat and the Joker is trying to get Batman to decide who should be killed, basically. And it's really this kind of social philosophy experiment. Like, it's a really involved film that's kind of head-scratching and clever in a way that superhero movies generally aren't. It's an outstanding movie. In a way, calling this a superhero movie is secondary to the fact that it's just a brilliant film.
Yeah, it was one of the best films of 2008.
One of the best films of that decade.
Okay,
yeah.
And Maggie Gyllenhaal, Morgan Freeman, Michael Caine, a great cast.
Absolutely, and the Michael Caine is just wonderful getting all that and sad. that's a bad Michael Caine.
What about the hopes for a new Batman coming out next year?
The Batman, Robert Pattinson, there's been trailers out. Everything's delayed and that will definitely be one. I can't see them doing a video.
Is Robert Pattinson from Twilight?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
He's done a lot of crazy stuff since then. He was up a lighthouse 2 years ago with William Dafoe. Really weird kind of movies he's made since. Good movies, though. He's great.
Tell us, what is on Screen Time this week?
Last night it went out on the radio. You can get the podcast now. Benedict Cumberbatch. All 15 minutes of him talking about his new movie, The Mauritanian, all sorts of stuff. Yeah, he was a cool guy, actually. Very politically engaged guy. Yeah.
Good. Nice to know their interests are wider. Okay, Screen Time, available to podcast now on the News Talk app or wherever you get your podcasts from. But John, thanks so much as always for joining us.
Thank you.